The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench for every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Mr. Rector, sunshine again.
How about you? We haven't been here on a Saturday with the sun out in a while. We sat here praying for rain and
we got a bunch of it this week.
Seemed like it rained about every day.
It did. And I watched it come down.
Last weekend, we had all that.
Saturday and Sunday, it rained a bunch.
4.5 inches. That was two weeks ago, maybe.
No, that was last week. That was through Friday.
Yeah. But then we started over again. And we've had at least three, I think.
Friday
this week.
And Saturday, it rained a bunch. Mm.
Yeah, Steve Johnson that works with me is out of town, so he asked me to watch his plants and garden and all that kind of stuff, and they did the same thing last year. Well, I didn't even water. I mean, it's 2 years in a row. He went the same week last year, and I didn't have to water one time, and then I went out there a couple times while he was gone. I had to put little tablets in his pool thing, made sure his pool was, you know, full, but pool people problems that I'm not used to.
I know he has a pool.
Yeah, he has a pond too.
Well,
yeah.
He got Pond's married. Good for
you. Huh?
Did he get married?
Nah. The cohabitation.
They never did get married.
Nah. I think they're fine. Yeah. Anyway, but his pool was full and his plants all look good and it's I won't say it's random. It's the same as that week as it was last year and it's rain came through here, so.
Nah, I think the world is Steak, though, see. Yeah. He did it wrong.
Yeah, you're not going to find a better guy than Steak Johnson.
He's been in West Virginia.
Actually, he was.
Hey, Steak, if you're listening on your way home from West Virginia.
That's right. But he was working at a golf course with you.
Yeah. And that was a long time ago. That was.
Yeah, oh, he came by one day.
1984.
And said that he would start up a sideline company and he would do all our irrigation repairs.
Yeah.
And the price he gave Tommy was ridiculous. So he did our irrigation
repairs.
Then he went to Quail Hollow. That kind of killed it. But
he had to do a lot of work there now.
Yeah, he had to work for
he worked there about 20 some years. Up there, that was good job for him.
We got to go to the golf court tournament several times because
I used to
of
get him free and have my chair put down there by number 18 early that Sunday morning, and I could just come whenever I wanted to sit in the chair. So that was kind of cool.
You know, that's the best thing about a golf tournament.
Yeah.
You find a hole, park it.
Yeah.
Got your little cooler and stuff, and you sit there and you can watch all the golfers come around.
That's right.
The problem is they just sit there for 10 or 20 holes and there's two people that was watching these golfers. Then the name brings them to the album and knock you down.
Yeah. I went to Chester this week and man, golf courses are looking really good right now. I played 9 holes with Lillian at Waterford last night. Man, they are just green, full, probably the best the golf courses look this time of year, you know.
More rain this time of year than we've had.
I've had a lot of people in the store this week talking about Bermuda getting high and having to cut it. And I'm like, well, you probably should cut it twice a week, you know. But they get confused when you cut it. It looks white looking because you've cut the green off the top and the sun hasn't got down in there. It doesn't hurt it. It's just you need to do it twice a week right now. And
they don't want to hear that.
Well, you got six months when you won't even have to cut it, so that's a good thing.
They don't want to hear that.
It's too busy to do that now. School started, and Everything's going on. My job, back to my job. Vacation's over.
You told them when you sold them, they have to cut it every week.
Well, if they fertilize it like I tell them to, yeah, they will have
you,
to.
You tell them they have to cut it twice a week.
But it's so thick. And a lot of zoysia, yours kind of come out, but a lot of people's zoysia was just not coming fully awake, you know, almost. So, but now it's really fully awake.
And my brother gets that in because it's real short. And yeah, I killed the whole thing.
Well,
it does look better because I'm sticking it up, but
it discourages the weeds.
The timing one is exactly right. But yeah.
That's good. So we did have a good week of rain. It wasn't as hot, but you know, when August gets here, you know what's high.
Well, he actually came by Monday and said, "Well, your grass." He got back down and he said, "Doesn't he cutting?" 30 minutes later, I heard the mower out there. He's cutting the hell.
Yeah. Tommy. Tommy's got to work.
I said, okay.
Not like you. You retired. He's
now that we don't need grass cut, we cut it anyway.
That man don't want to retire.
Well, he gives him something to do.
Yeah, it does.
He's not one to sit in the house.
No, he's not a sit around guy. So, now Steve probably wouldn't sit around as much as he has to right now, but Tommy is always moving more.
No, he wasn't.
Steve was in his chair over there counting money when I went in there.
Yeah, petting the cat.
I think the cat moved a little bit more than you did in there.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I spent my life on the telephone.
I hear you. You did.
And that was terrible.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a little segment, Steve and David versus AI.
David versus AI.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
The boys never left town.
The boys, but you don't live in town. But technically, you're in town now.
According to my wife, I live in the city limits.
Do you? You don't pay city taxes, do you?
We first moved out of the city, you got to put street lights in.
Yeah. It ain't going to be long before you
I don't think so.
You got city water?
Nope.
No?
I have a well and septic.
And no trash pickup?
No trash
pickup. No.
Yeah, me.
We're not in the city limits.
Ron does the trash pickup.
We're a quarter mile from the city limits.
That's something else Tommy can do.
The city limits are right there.
It's right all over you.
And we're
Carolina Fresh, we're not in the city either. It goes right around us. The airport is, Walmart and all that is, but me and Dome are right there. We're not in the city.
It's funny how this got it cut up, chopped up like
yeah.
that.
Well, so that, that's Middle a city graveyard, cemetery. That's owned by the city. But it's, not, yeah, it's right there. I can see it.
They built the cemetery in the beginning.
I could throw a rock to the city.
Miller Pond's not in there. The city limits too.
Yeah, it? Miller Pond, Walmart, all that yeah. Walmart and all that stuff out there is, yeah.
Was Miller Pond was not in the city, but
yeah, they got annexed.
Mr. Hargrove signed the annex agreements when he built it.
Yeah.
And according to the residents, he would tell them, well, everybody else in the county knew it except them.
Well, they fought their best fight, but they just couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Can't stop growth.
That's right.
Not a bit.
Hey, I wore my Luke Kuechly jersey today. Can everybody see?
Go, Luke.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Luke.
What's the significance? That Luke goes into Hall of Fame football today. He played 8 years. He is the second youngest person ever to go into football Hall of Fame. That's a good question. I know the answer. Do you know, Matt?
What's that?
Who's the youngest person? Luke is the second youngest. Who's the youngest person?
Ooh.
It's an old school person.
Jimmy Brown.
That's a good answer, but not right.
Not quite.
Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers.
How about that?
He got Luke. Sick. That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
But Luke looks good. I'm glad he got out when he did. I was disappointed when he got out, but he looks good, and he's got a whole life ahead of him. And
yeah, he might not. I mean, maybe early 40s, if that old.
I don't think he's even.
He might not be 40.
Even 40, yeah, probably
let's,
not.
Well, let's ask AI. Speaking.
Oh, of here we go. Yeah, versus. I say he's 30. No, he's 36 years old. I think.
Really? Let's throw it in here.
Luke. But it showed his highlights. Another cool stat of his, he intercepted two passes in a row in a game. So he intercepted one, took it back to the house for a touchdown. The next play, the other team threw the ball, he intercepted it again. He didn't take it to the house. But that's, I mean, I don't know how many people have done that.
Well, he didn't take it to the house. What's the big deal?
What's that mean?
He was what? NFL Defensive Player of the Year, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
Just a stand-up, dude.
He was all kind of thing.
If you got time to watch it today, I won't be home at 12 o'clock when the ceremonies come on. But
well, I did watch you that last year, and he seemed like a tiny piece of a step slow.
Maybe so. I mean,
that's concussions. Come on.
Yeah, he had some concussions.
I know that, but we didn't know that at the time.
That's true.
But you watched it that year, the plays he made down and thinking about it, and he'd be just a hair late.
He was one of those people that eats, drinks, and sleeps football. He knew the play sometimes before the people ran it. He would shout it out, and the quarterback would be like, what?
And he watched the film.
He's a film junkie.
And
he said in middle school, coach let him watch the film, and he got addicted to it, kind of, and figuring out once he got in the game after watching the film, he's like, man, this is a lot easier.
Yeah.
What's going on? So then he just got better at it. So.
It's like working a puzzle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Cool. Cool.
Well, he's the second linebacker that had concussion problems. The other one is the general manager.
Dan Morgan, exactly right, yeah.
He could have been all world, but he just stayed hurt all the time.
Yeah. Well, they hit hard. So we're doing a little segment called Steve and Dave versus AI.
I have no idea what it is.
Let's go to the break, and then we'll come back and get into that.
This is all on Dave. So I'm all off.
We're going to reach out to the data center over there on Hans Mill.
Don't say that.
And get some answers.
Yeah, you're gonna get
boycotted.
we're getting in trouble for doing that, Dave.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we got a couple questions, landscaping questions we're gonna ask, and let's see if our answers line up to AI. Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms.
Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
After my accident, people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like.
Okay, the good looking woman, they're great till they get old.
Oh my God.
They get bossy.
Luckily, you don't have an old woman.
Yeah.
Nobody, I got a bossy one.
That's what she
one.
Said about you.
I got a boss to him.
Well, probably because you need it.
It's called a leader.
Yeah. You rock.
Why are you, now, why are you sucking up to her?
Because my wife might be listening.
Yeah. I understand Matt, dude. Like, you understand you.
So my wife was in Catholic school, and they called third grade, they called her bossy. But then that somebody should have told her that was a sign of being a leader. That would have been a better thing to say. But
yeah,
they're good women. We're strong. We married strong women.
Yes, we did. Now, so Steve and Dave versus AI.
Yeah.
People have been waiting for this.
So our question, my first question, I think Rhonda may even have this pulled up anyway. But the question was, when is the best time to lay Bermuda sod in South Carolina, Steve? So.
Never.
Steve's like, I get other people to lay it. I don't ever touch it.
Exactly.
No, go ahead.
I would say late spring, early summer, just to guess. Best time for me is when I got time to do it.
It's when you got a job and somebody wanted you to install it. So
we're pretty Christmas Eve.
So in the sod industry, I mean, people lay Bermuda sod year-round because people are building houses, and it's this area of the country is basically safe. And Steve, another question we may ask, too, is when was the planting season? Steve's like, well, it's year-round here because... But
12 months a year.
That's also maybe a little selfish because you were selling plants and I'm selling sod, so naturally I'd be like, I like to sell sod. I mean, it's a good thing, but... I don't want people to do the wrong thing.
I wouldn't call it the wrong thing. Yeah. And we're just blessed for the 12-month planting season.
Yeah.
Now, do I recommend planting in the summer? No. Because most people will get out of the mess.
Exactly.
Well, Google says that's the best time. It's because
Bermuda sod. Well, you're talking about plants then. But
plants
in
general. Now, Bermuda is... The hotter, the better.
So what does AI say about it?
Says the best time to lay Bermuda sod in South Carolina is late spring, May through June, when soil temperatures consistently reach 65 degrees Fahrenheit or higher.
Okay, you said that. How many people know what a soil temperature is?
It's based a little bit on the outdoor temperature, but still, it's But that would only give me 2 months to sell sod. That'd be kind of bad. So,
They give you a secondary ones, early summer, July, early fall, September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I say you can lay it till Thanksgiving, basically. I mean, landscapers, they're going to lay it year-round. As long as you get it down and get it rooted before winter, it's fine.
So they say fall is kind of risky because freeze can hit early, and you want the roots to get anchored in the ground before.
Yeah.
So
you should buy it year round.
Yeah, you should give me money year round, and then we'll do it. But anyway, that something like we had in the winter this past winter when it got down to 10 degrees, that's not great.
Good.
It's not a great thing to happen after you lay it. But I've had some of my better yards that I've done. I laid them in January, February, and they got all the water they needed and
the best
and everything. But
the best fescue we ever put out about the week before Christmas.
Yeah. Well, fescue, that's good in the winter, but and we're talking about Bermuda. But.
I mean, we had the prettiest fescue yard we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 months later, they said to do it, but it worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, we've talked about, you have to do it when you have to do it.
Bermuda's kind of weird because back when we started out in the dark ages, nobody planted Bermuda up here.
Yeah.
Bermuda
it was all fescue.
It took over the world.
It was all fescue.
They would jump over the brick, got lined, and then they would go over the driveway, come up in the middle of the driveway. Second thing, they got wire grass down.
Yeah.
No, what's our next question?
Next question is, when is the proper time to plant shrubs and trees in South Carolina?
12 months a year.
So give me your honest answer about that then. So, I mean,
I'm a firm believer in fall planting.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of money on it over the years, but 90% of plants are planted in the spring.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to see the azaleas bloom or the camellia
bloom.
They
do. Coming out of winter, we want to do something in our yard.
They want to get the field going.
Yeah. And dust the winter off.
If you get a bit of the ground in the fall, you get root development all winter, theoretically, if you do it right. And by the spring, they're gung-ho and ready to go.
What does it say?
So, the best time to plant shrubs and trees in South Carolina is during the fall.
Yep.
Specifically from October through December, mild autumn air temperatures combined with warm soil allow root systems to establish deeply before summer, avoiding heat stress.
That's
deep
good.
Planting is a big thing.
How about that?
That's kind of like a fescue seed. It's kind of like plant. You want to get it in the or sod in the fall or early winter and get that in there so it can root. You can nurture it before summer comes. And
no, you don't plant the seed in the spring so it gets killed in the summer. You got to do it again in the fall.
It says you can plant in the spring. Mm-hmm. It says plant as soon as the soil is thawed and workable. And this gives the shrub time to grow before the summer heat.
That's up north, because down here the soil seldom gets frozen.
Well, I mean, basically you don't want to, like we had 195, 100 degrees. Obviously, that's not the best time to be planting a shrub or a tree. And not fescue. I've had people putting fescue sod out all summer, and I got it for them. I said, look, I'm going to get this for you, but it's not guaranteed. I mean, I don't, so. And if it's hot as it's been this summer, I've gotten it. So, Steve's laughing over there. Well, I hope it made it to this rain, and then
I put fescue out back with you. Put fescue here before the climate changed. You don't hear that word much anymore.
One time, must be calling it something different.
Every time I got up in the morning, they're talking about climate change. Now they never talk about it.
I think that it varies over time, for sure.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to Garden Adventure.
He's holding her in his arms late at night.
Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be
rocks.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Go ahead.
Every day's a lovely day. He's over there. He's supposed to nod.
I'm trying. We've got a few changes over here.
Yeah, people have been messing with dials and stuff.
Yeah, somebody's been in here pushing buttons.
They would dare do that here.
I don't know.
They know better.
Yeah.
They would get over.
Somebody let their child in here, and they just went over there and started moving things all around.
Yeah, something.
We want to say congratulations to our board operator. What do we call him? Production manager?
Production manager.
Whatever you want to call him.
He's been called many different things. He wears many different hats, and he's trying out a new hat. He's running for school board at large seat, Matt Hires.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of him for doing that. And,
Thank you.
He announced it this past week. So
yeah.
I asked him, could we say something about it? So we are. So if you... just remember him when time to vote.
Well, we got a lot of time between now and then.
We do.
We get in trouble with electric commission. I'm thinking to them.
Yeah.
Hello, electoral commission. Yeah, I'm glad you're listening to
it. I don't think the electric commission is going to get after
Rock Hill Electric Company.
Them and Hargett Telephone. Get after you.
We want to say football Friday night kicks off coming up.
Amen.
Friday night, there's a, we were in here calling it the Jamboree. That's kind of funny because it used to be the Herald Jamboree.
No, it's the Football City USA.
Football City USA.
Kickoff, powered by Champion Services.
Yes, Champion Services. AirTech Heating and Air sponsoring that again, too. Well, so we got
part of the problem is the Herald Jamboree is incorporated, protected. The Herald's long gone.
Yeah. Herald who?
Yeah, you're gonna have the Herald, Rock Hill Electric Company, and Hargett Telephone hanging out outside waiting for you to get out of here.
It's actually the Evening Herald, thank you.
That's right.
Comes out in the afternoon after the news is done.
Then they changed it to the morning.
I delivered that paper, the Evening Herald.
I advertised it, what are you talking about?
It came out yesterday. Anyway, so there's three games Friday night. They're all playing, a half a game, Matt?
They play a full half and then
running clock
second, third and fourth quarters.
Rock Hill, Northwestern, and South Point all.
But that's subject to change too.
Playing each other?
No, they're playing other teams. So
what good's that? That won't tell us.
They don't play each other. We hope we can put that on hold for the season. So it's coming. Yeah. So it should be a big time, and hope for good weather Friday night.
Come out and see all the local teams.
And that's it for the Gardener's Beach. We'll see you next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited.
Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.1.